worked. And so they came up with this plan so they could just dust you and get rid of you. I have a responsibility. I watch you come in the back door, you're shaking like a leaf. I have a responsibility that night to qualify you, to see if you need to be here, see if you need to be in another fellowship. Where can we best help you? And then I have an absolute responsibility to help you find a sponsor. Me, if I have room, one of my sponsees, somebody. But you're not going to leave the meeting that I see you at with a phone list. Keep coming back. I just see Bill Wilson and Dr. Bob. Bill gets up from the gatehouse, you know, and he's had a nice long 4-hour chat. Dr. Bob, listen, keep coming back and I'll talk to you later. I just would love to have seen that. That's not what happened. They were inseparable for 6 months. They stayed together. They worked the 12 steps. They had spiritual experiences. They worked with others endlessly. It's the miracle of this thing, guys. German method. It's the killer method. A lot of our fellowships are doing it. Stop. The steps were intended to be worked rapidly. Nobody in the early days of Alcoholics Anonymous, Willie will attest to it. Wally can get right down to the brass tacks with it. Nobody took longer than 30 or 40 days to work the steps in the early days. Nobody. And the arrogance of us to think we can. And then we sit in meetings and listen to people kill people every day telling them, take your time to work the steps. Come on, I got to clarify it. Did I have a spiritual experience 2 weeks in and the obsession to use lifted? Yes. Did I heal overnight? No. Listen, folks, my physical body took years to heal. It took me years to dig out from under some of the wreckage that I had done. My life didn't get perfect overnight. But the obsession to drink and to drug, which is what the book is talking about, came true in my life. I lost the obsession. Not because I was particularly good or I worked the steps a certain way. I just worked them. I've said it from a million podiums. I don't care how you work the steps. You want to do back to basics? Do it. You want to take a little longer in the big book and go through every page? Do it. But just do it. I don't care. You've got to do a four-column inventory. You go, no, you got to do a 3-column inventory. No, you've got to do an 8-column inventory. I've got an 80-page 4-step inventory on my desk right now at work. 80 pages. Can you imagine walking into this fellowship all fried up with cocaine and alcohol, walking in here freaked out, not knowing if you could ever live through another day, and somebody drop an 80-page 4-step? Well, remember, out of context, we beg of you to be fearless and thorough from the very start. I think if Bill Wilson wanted us to do an 80-page 4-step, he would have written it in the book. We want to complicate the bejesus out of this. Not me. I got a great life today. I got a stellar life today. Gifts from God. Said it a million times, I'll end with it. Folks, God's grace is even and it falls on everybody. I'm going to tell you now. God's grace falls on the sex addict. I'm so sorry that you're going through that torture. Gambling addiction. I don't suffer from gambling addiction, but I can't imagine how devastating that would be. Overeating, alcohol, dope, whatever it is. God's grace is even. It falls on everybody the same way. The gift is there for anybody. You don't understand, Chris. His case is particularly devastating. You know, I've got those little issue man pens. Some of you have got them. I brought a bunch with me this weekend. You guys can snag some if you want to. This idea that my outside world has something to do with the way I get sober is rubbish. And we got too many people in our fellowships that don't understand that. And they're buying into the bullshit. You're sitting down there working with a guy, and he looks at you and he says, Chris, I was molested as a child. I'm so sorry. Most people will just back off. Well, he has other issues. I don't know. I don't know how to help him with that. I just need to stop. Stop. Don't do that. Work him through the 12 steps. He's going to get to a place where he can deal with the molestation. But he won't do it if he's drinking and drugging. He won't. He's got to get in some clear air. The solution is here. Have some courage. Walk him through. Keep him focused. That's why it drives me crazy when we have specialty meetings out there anyway. The solution's the same in every dadgum fellowship. I understand identification. I understand what that's about. Oh, we've got young adult meetings. Oh, we've got women's meetings. Oh, we've got men's meetings. Oh, we've got professional meetings. We've got meetings for blacks. We've got meetings for Vietnam vets. My question to you is this. Why? Because all we do is when we separate them from the rest of the fellowship. Oh, you're a Vietnam vet alcoholic. No, I'm suffering from the genetic disease of alcoholism, the fatal disease. I also have some other issues that I get to work through. And I can't believe how many people find this offensive. Because you've used it you've used it as a weapon. Anytime somebody gets close to you, Chris, it's time to work a four-step. Oh, well, I don't know. I don't think I'm ready to look at that yet. Four-step's not about looking at that molestation. Four-step's looking about your stuff, your resentments. Don't read more into the step than there is. Can y'all get down what I'm saying? We use it as a trump card. All the stuff that's gone on, we use it to separate ourselves with everybody else. And if we're in the wrong fellowship, they'll use it against us. Guys, we've got to understand, God's grace is even. He's there. The power's there. If you're unhappy today, whose fault is it? You want to get past this stuff or you want to stay in it? That's all I can ask you. My sponsor says this, Mark Cuban says it all the time, and I say it to you. How free do you want to be? How free do you want to be? Do you want to just be not drinking one day at a time free? Or you want to be free? Come and go as you please on this earth. That's what I want. Happy, joyous, and free. You want that? We'll show you how to get there. Be interesting to see how many show up tomorrow. Getting sober, learning some cool things. These little conferences are the best. If you come at it with an open mind, you may hear something that can help you down the road. Help you be a better sponsor. Help you be a better friend. I'm sure looking forward to spending some time with you guys. I sure want to thank Scott again and the cats in this committee. I know how much flack you guys take. And I'm just here to tell you, bless you. You cats that are standing for something, you're going to be blessed. The cats that are not, man, you're going to get rolled over. And the obsession to use is going to return, and you're going to go use again. Stick with us, guys. I love you. Thanks so much.